Kickstarting your Monday with a number one hit from Brothers Johnson on Jammin' 98.3. Today's R&B and old school at 7:09 inside More Music Mornings. On the way, I've got music from Jill Scott, Prince, and this is the latest from Robin Thicke.
Here's your latest Jammin' 98.3 Road Report.
It is 7:11 now, and as we check on the roads, we do have that's your Jammin' Road Report. Your latest WeatherWatch 12 forecast becoming cloudy today. There's a 40% chance of showers and storms afternoon, a high of 84. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms early, clearing late, the low 64. Right now, 68 degrees. It's 7:12 inside More Music Mornings on Jammin' 98.3.
If it's free stuff you want, it's free stuff we've got. With the Jammin' 98.3 Summer for Free. Got hot temps?
It's hot, hot, hot.
We've got cool prices. Listen daily to win. Tickets to all the hot concerts and events all around town. The Jammin' 98.3 Summer for Free. Get details now at jammin983.com.
Traffic is brought to you by...
Music to jumpstart your day and more of it. More Music Mornings on Jammin' 98.3.
I was chasing fools.
That's the very latest from Jill Scott. Her new CD, Woman, will be in stores on Friday. It's Fool's Gold inside More Music Mornings on Jammin' 98.3. It's 7:27 now. Going to keep the jams rolling. This is a little something to definitely get you out of that bed. It's Outkast, The Way You Move on Jammin' 98.3.
More Music Mornings. The most music in the morning. Jammin' 98.3. Here's your latest Jammin' 98.3 Road Report.
It's 7:37 as we take a quick look. That's your Jammin' Road Report. Your latest WeatherWatch 12 forecast. Becoming cloudy today. A 40% chance of showers and storms afternoon with a high of 84. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms early, clearing late with a low of 64. Right now, it's 70 degrees at 7:38. I'm Andrea Williams. It's More Music Mornings on Jammin' 98.3.
If it's free stuff you want, it's free stuff we've got. With the Jammin' 98.3 Summer for Free. Got hot temps?
It's hot, hot, hot.
We've got cool prices. Listen daily to win. Tickets to all the hot concerts and events all around town. The Jammin' 98.3 Summer for Free. Get details now at jammin983.com.
Don't complain.
The Baby Hospital.
Everything you need to start your day, especially music. More Music Mornings with Andrea Williams on Jammin' 98.3. Wake up. It's More Music Mornings with Andrea Williams on Jammin' 98.3.
Oh, 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 oh.
Broadcasting live from the Furniture Company Studios, it's a Jammin' 98.3 News Update with Andrea Williams. On WJMR-FM and HD, Menominee Falls, Milwaukee. Jammin' 98.3.
Good morning. It is 8:01 right now, 71 degrees as we look for a high of 84. And in the news, Milwaukee police are searching for answers after a 17-year-old was shot several times on Milwaukee's north side. It happened at around midnight near 12th and Concordia. The young woman was reportedly on her front porch when the shooting occurred. Police believe it may have been a robbery attempt. The victim is at Children's Hospital in grave condition. No one's in custody at this time. And a suspected car thief was injured yesterday near Miller Parkway. Investigators say there were reports of an attempted carjacking and again following a vehicle that fit the description. A confrontation occurred and officers fired at the suspects. Officials say they believe the carjacking may be connected to recent bumping cases in the area. Police have not yet released the names of the two people arrested. Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker is scheduled today to sign a bill banning abortions at or beyond 20 weeks of pregnancy. A schedule released by Walker's office yesterday shows the bill is among four Walker plans to sign today in Oshkosh. And a court deposition by Bill Cosby offers a very different image of the man once referred to as America's favorite TV dad. It details Cosby's casual affairs, his claims of being able to read women's unspoken desires, and his prescriptions for Quaaludes, a powerful sedative. The full transcript of the 2005-2006 deposition obtained by the AP yesterday from a lawsuit filed by a former Temple University employee.